Dr. Edwin Ritchie's with us. Dr. Ritchie, it's been a pleasure. I told Dr. Toitz the same thing. It's been a pleasure to visit with your co-op students here. You really kind of worked to get this program started here. Tell us about the co-op program and what you guys do.
So it's a program, I think, like Dr. Toitz was talking about off camera, we don't have access to the same undergraduate labor force, so to speak, or students mm-hmm. that they do in Lexington. So we kind of use some of the undergrad mm-hmm. kids, like going to Murray State or Western, that are local. But I started a few years ago just trying to reach out to some high school kids that are local. We didn't have to house them. Mm-hmm. They would be able to drive back and right. forth, and they knew the area. So it works out well.
So what are some of the projects you've had working on over the years here in the UK?
There's been a lot of projects. I primarily work in soil fertility, soil management with corn, soybean, wheat, and here lately with Chris, forages. Uh-huh. So we've had an alfalfa project. We had a student together that did a big alfalfa mm-hmm. survey across the state. So we put some of these kids in a truck and they would be gone for 12 hours. They'd go to the far end of the state and sometimes into Tennessee or Ohio and sample alfalfa stands, soil sample, tissue sample, and that went into Will's thesis. So they help us in a lot of different aspects.
It's obviously gives some opportunity to see research from a different perspective, doesn't it?
I think so. And this is something Chris has really been good about, having the kids do a project. So I told them, the ones that I work with this year, pick a project, you're going to do it. Uh-huh. Have them have some ownership over a project. So Harper talked a little bit about hers, and uh-huh. I'm going to call her out on the radio, but she's like, Dad, I just want to be the only one working on this, because if I mess it up, I know I've messed it up my way.
Right.
If I have four people working on it, it's messed up four ways.
Yeah.
So now there's kind of a little bit of ownership. So they right. understand, hey, this is really important what we're doing. This data collection is a big deal.
So do each of them work on a project of some kind or another?
They all work on a lot of different projects, but I'm trying to have one that they can call their own.
I like that. So you obviously doing some neat things, neat experiments for them, right?
Neat experiments for them, and then sort of kind of nice and simple projects that we can use in our extension programming, like Harper's little project. Does it matter if you put your phosphorus down with your lime? Uh-huh. How does that change the soil test phosphorus values? So little things like that that we can use for in our extension program and in things across the state.
I always thought, you know, what you guys do here is very relevant to farmers and agriculture and what they do, and I think farmers appreciate that, because they look to you guys for a lot of guidance. And when you have folks like this who may not have had a background in research like you guys do, they can put it to test in a real-world situation.
That's right, and I think the UKREC is very important for Western Kentucky. They don't have the University of Kentucky right in their backyard, so to speak, but they do with us. So we try to right. support, you know, the farmers and what their needs are across the state.
And they bring a little fun to you, I'm sure, too.
Oh, yeah. There's never a dull moment with these kids around, for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Never a quiet moment, for
never
sure.
Never a quiet moment. And they learn some things from you guys. I'm sure you guys learn some things about how they do things,
we
too.
We learn a lot from them, yes.
I think that's fantastic. So obviously something you want to continue to build here at the Research Center.
Oh, yes. We couldn't do it without the help during the summer, especially. They're vital to our operations.
What do you hope their takeaway is from this in the end?
Something I tell all of them, I said, yes, we're paying you, you're getting a paycheck, but you also should get an education. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I hope they learn something, whether they go into agriculture later in life, but hope something that they take away here helps them later in life. Like, I encourage all my students to give as many speeches, mm-hmm. talks, radio interviews right. as they can. If they can talk to a adult, that gives them a leg up over someone that can't. Right. I think communication is a big key, and I hope they are taking these kind of little tidbits of information away. I mean, we cut up a lot, but we do try to give them good advice.
Dr. Torch was telling about the sales. Any fun stories out there you have with this bunch?
I don't know how many I could tell right now on the radio, but yeah, I mean, they're always a lot of fun going on. I can't think of anything specific right now, but
love this program. I think you guys are doing a great job, and congratulations on having four great, great interns and co-op students this year.
Well, thanks for coming out and talking to them, and thanks for coming and talking to us.